sir, yes, sir. We are back for another episode. Let's make history. This is episode number 6, man. Yes,
six.
Sir. Hey, man, it's great being here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Sir. Like, this is a whole vibe. Episode
Feels
6,
good.
Man. Yeah, we got man. L in the building, a.k.a. Old Man L.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got Fresh in the building.
Can you dig it?
You know what I'm saying? And I go by the name of the experience. You know, the Michael Foster experience. I go by many names. But, hey, fellas, let's make history.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right. So, today, on this show, we're going to be talking about traveling. You know, that's definitely something that is dear to our hearts. It's definitely something that I love
men.
To do. Absolutely,
colored
man.
Colored men need to understand it.
Mm-hmm. So traveling and just the importance of it, the impact of it, how it's affected us, some of the experiences we've had, and, you know, how, you know, talk about some of the places to where we've been or where we know to where we're accepted and we're loved as black men, you know, and they love our culture, because a lot of times you get more love from these other places than you do in the States, right?
Crazy.
Excuse me. And so one of the things that I know that first changed my life in regards to traveling was the first time I went to Montreal. You know, it was my first film. I went there for a film festival. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the things, I remember being at a restaurant. You know, I didn't know any French. I didn't know any French.
French
I still
fries,
don't, you know what
French
I'm saying?
Toast.
You know what I'm saying?
Oui, oui.
I knew bonjour, you know. So I would say,
the basics.
You know, I knew bonjour, how to say hi, and then.
Right.
You went around
that,
bonjour and everybody, right. Bonjour, bonjour,
right,
bonjour.
Right, that's exactly what I was
bonjour.
Doing. But then after you say bonjour, then they'd be like,
no, that's all I got. Bonjour,
that's
bonjour.
That's all I got, bonjour, you know? Because they'll keep going in French, yeah. And I'll be like, no, no, right. No, no, I forgot
bonjour.
Nothing else.
Bonjour.
Time out.
Motherfucker, bonjour. Don't
and,
you
understand? And the beauty of that was when you say to them, after they realize you don't speak any French, they can just turn right around, then they start speaking English to you.
Right.
And that shit blew my mind. And that was one of the biggest reasons why I was like, yo, I got to, if not fluently, I have to be in a situation where I can speak conversationally another language. Mm-hmm. Because that shit showed it's such a high intellect, you know. And we were
Absolutely.
Talking off air, like, how most other countries, they do speak multi-languages.
Right. Have to. No,
right?
They do. They have to.
Yeah, they have to. But then here in the States, it's like, you know, Americans... Oh, you know, when we hear, not, I'm saying we, but, you know,
just
as the, right,
yeah.
It's like, you might hear somebody speaking in their native tongue, and it's like, oh, speak English, we don't understand that shit. And it's just like, yo, this just kind of shows
ignorant.
You the ignorance and the arrogance of Americans. When I say American, you know, mm-hmm.
I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, yo, they actually speak more languages, whereas as a culture, like you said, Fresh, like, we grow up really only having to speak one language, which is English.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Right. They grow up in a culture where they speak multiple languages.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Lineage. Grandfathers come from something else.
Right.
This is so important about knowing yourself.
Absolutely.
When you don't know what you come from, you only stuck with this. This is what you do.
Right.
Oh, that's all I do. No, you don't.
Right.
Where did your people come from? Where did they see? Now, what happens is whether that great-great-grandkid acknowledges it, doesn't matter. The culture is already established in their household, from what
right.
they've eaten
true.
To what looks like what the household looks like, and everywhere they've gone to aunts and uncles' houses. If you know, if you're
right.
Spanish or you're African or something like that, you go to your Wella house, you go to your grandmother's house, you go something like that, it looks a certain kind of way. It does
right.
not look what modern looks like today.
Mm-hmm.
It has some kind of culture from what her grandmother did.
Right.
And what, you know, because they came from something else. It didn't come from America's,
right.
you know, fried chicken and burgers. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's not
right.
it's not a diss. I eat fried chicken and burgers.
Right.
You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I mean, it is what it is. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, but the culture allows them to say, whether they even left, somebody can bring Spain in the house.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the beauty. That's the difference as far as why this conversation is necessary, because we don't have no culture to bring in the house.
Right.
We gotta find culture. We gotta find who we were, what we like, what we come from.
Right.
That is very big on why the traveling is such huge, because nobody brings culture in our household.
Because we were disconnected from it. We were disconnected as blacks in America. We were disconnected from anything cultural, from our, you know, ancestors.
Absolutely.
From religion, spirituality, language, everything, you know. It was like a total, they just was like, nah. And so everything that we've learned culturally, for the most part, has been from
taught, but
we've grown up in the American culture with, you know, European culture.
Influence. Way more than European. That's the crazy shit. We got a big jumble pot of some shit that they called American. Like, they put all this shit together and said, oh, this is American. That's what this is. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of y'all motherfuckers that, you know, came over here, descended, came with the word Latin language, and this, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole different dictionary start out saying the Latin. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, why the hell do y'all keep giving me all the Latin form? You see what I'm saying? So, oh, Latin America. Oh, yeah. The traveling is important to know history, for sure.
Yeah. Because, like, and like that was one of the things for me, and I tell people, like, I think it was, 10th grade, Mr. Caldwell, I think I had, Mr. World History, you know what I'm saying? That was the guy, man. Rest his soul, man. That was probably one of my favorite teachers. But in that class, you know, it was world history, and I started learning about certain things. And as much as I enjoyed that class, fellas, I learned more world history literally traveling the world. Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that's when it was like, yo, because you're getting it from a different scope at that point. Like I say, that time, I think it was the second time I went to Montreal, and I'm sitting around people from South Africa, from Kenya, from Paris, from everywhere, and they were able to, they're talking about worldly issues, and they're talking about issues in the States, but they're talking about stuff from the world, and I'm sitting there. It was intimidating, honestly, because I'm used to being in situations where I could sit down in a conversation
and be able to attribute something.
Right. I'm sitting back like, I don't know what,
My page is going No, y'all go.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It was that type of vibe. I'm sitting around like, wow, like, I've got nothing. Right. Like, I've got nothing. I just got to sit around and listen, and that's not a bad thing. You know,
absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, well, you know, you brought up a good point. I mean, as far as everybody, if able, you know, going out there and seeing what's out there in the world, there's a lot out there. I mean, the places that I've traveled, one of the things, and that's one of the things that comes to mind too, is that they're well versed in what's going on with us
here.
You know, what's going on everywhere else.
Right.
And it was kind of like, it's kind of like, wow, you know, because we're so accustomed to just worrying about what's going on here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Or some of us feel there's nothing else going on but what's going on here. You know what I mean? So, but to the multilingual thing, I think that's something that, you know, I'm trying to learn a little bit of Spanish and coming up, I learned a little bit of French, you know, very elementary level. You know, I can hold a very basic
bonjour,
conversation.
Right? Bonjour.
It's funny because I went to France a couple years back, and it was funny because prepping for the trip, I was like, okay, let me get my introductories down and all this other.
Right.
But you know what's funny? When I went there was always the, oh, French people are rude, or, you know, if you don't speak,
But
then everybody embraced, you know. Now, granted, everyone spoke English, which was good.
Right.
You know.
No bonjour?
But it was like, you know, I think they could tell, like, okay, we have to speak English with this guy.
Right.
We got to speak English with this guy. But just the experience, just setting foot on different soil, just seeing how people's perspectives was, you know, it was different, you know. And I think that here we're so caught up in doing things our way, and, you know, we're the tough, you know, we're the best. And I think that everybody has to have that experience, you know, where you can go somewhere and then just see that, you know, things are different, and that there's more than one way to do things on a day to day.
Agreed. Just to add, you know, my 2-3 cents, you know, I was born in the Bronx, lived in New York up until about, you know, my teenage years.
Right.
And in New York City particularly, there's 1,000 cultures.
Right.
Like, there is no just all black people. Like,
right.
Whatever you consider, somebody say, oh, it's just the ghetto, that ghetto don't have just all black people.
Right.
Dominicans, Spanish, Mexicans, I mean, Africans, I mean, Haitians, I mean, a place you've never even heard of, Russians. I mean, it's literally everything in New York City, and you can eat everything. So New York gives you a little bit of culture. So fortunately, I was blessed to have a little bit of culture. My mom did travel with me young, took me to Bahamas when I was a kid and things like that. And I was actually in like a little play in a stint for like a year that we traveled all up and down the East Coast. I went to Canada as a kid, you know what I'm saying? So the experience of what I was seeing, I just thought was the norm.
Right.
So then when I became grounded, so to speak, to just like living in one place for a while, mm-hmm. I've never had just one colored friend. You know what I mean? I just never, it never been what it is for me. I mean, obviously I'm pro-black. That don't mean I'm anti-nobody. I just, this is what I am. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can't change it. So the culture part, the learning that stuff is so important because it's how you learn to accept people. If you know, so if there's people that never left their neighborhood, but their neighborhood doesn't reflect the entire what the spectrum of the world looks like. Right. Like I said, fortunately, New York kind of did do that and for me, because there's parts of New York that doesn't have a lot of culture, you know, because there's people that just think there's a Chinatown and that is just all you're going to see is that.
Yeah. New York City is truly a melting pot. Right. So yeah, it's you got damn near everything.
Everything in there. Right. So everything, just going there, it does give you your first taste of traveling. And the traveling abroad is great to do, but we definitely have to start with just leaving your neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to leave your neighborhood every once in a while to see that there is other things. People do stuff different in Indiana. They do stuff different in California.
Right.
Vegas weather looks different. Right. The time zone different. The heat
all
is different.
Yeah.
These are things that you want to be able to say, you know, leave on your legacy. I've traveled here. I've got this. I've been that. You know what I mean?
And one of the things too, you know, you were talking about it. I think a lot of people feel that there's a lot of barriers that's going to prevent you from traveling. Mm. Like, oh man, you know, the passport costs $500. Right, I got to, you know, da, 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 da. No, really, it's really not for anyone that hasn't had the experience of traveling abroad. It's really just very simple. It's very simple. I mean, getting a passport, I think it's like I'm looking at it
like
right
130,
now.
130, 35
yeah, like
bucks.
Yeah, like 100 something.
Well, and to your point, the fare.
Yeah,
the fare. Because here's the thing: even when people travel, like let's just go right now. Let's go because this is why the traveling is okay. But people go somewhere and stay on a fucking resort. The entire nigga, you just left Charlotte and went to another beach house and stayed in the beach house. Oh, you don't know anything.
Right.
Traveling actually means explore, taste new foods, see new people, ask a new thing about this place.
Right.
Not just sit around, come to a whole new place, come to a whole new just land of water, and then black people don't even get in the damn water. So you done traveled all the way across the fucking earth to sit at a beach that you ain't gonna get in the water to take a picture of, and not even explore the town.
Right.
That ain't traveling. That's just leaving from place to place.
Well, and to piggyback off of what you're saying, like the first time I went to DR back in, I want to say this was like May 2014, I went to Punta Cana, and I didn't know, I was going to DR, but I was on a resort the whole time. And so I always went, and looking back, I didn't really get a true abroad experience. I mean, you know, you go through the
airport,
no story. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
story.
Like I was on the resort the whole time.
Right.
Now, granted, you know, Punta Cana is like the resort capital of the world. So it was people from
everywhere
there, Russia, Brazil, San Francisco. It was people from everywhere there. But the only Dominicans I actually came across was the people that was working at the, you know. And so I was like, yeah, I've never gone back there because I was like, all right, when I go, I never go to the resort. So now when I travel, I'm always in the Airbnb.
That's another thing that I've done too.
I like to be, I got to be with the locals.
People,
I want to go with the locals eat. That's how you pick up and learn
traveling.
The culture.
That's traveling. Yes. That's what one of the biggest things I wanted to say in this traveling thing. There's a difference from flying to place and traveling.
Right.
Traveling actually means engulfing in the culture.
Right.
You know, sucking in the culture and, you know, eating their food, talking,
trying
to learn a little bit of their language, trying to learn a little bit of their clothing,
wearing
their clothing, supporting that country or city or place or town, whether it's in the United States, outside the United States, supporting something new. That is traveling, learning something about that. You have a story. I'm agreeing with you. There's been times where I've traveled and never did nothing but, you know, sat right there. I'm like, I went all the way there and I had a Dominican drink. Boy,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But that ain't living. That ain't, you know, that's not traveling. I just literally, I could have did that in Charlotte.
Right.
I could have just found me a nice little piece of water and just laid the fuck up and took nice pictures. Yeah. But that ain't, you know.
But you say, you know, a lot of people, there's this fear. There's this, oh man, you know, but I think for all of us, a lot of the places that we've gone to, you know, venturing out of, you know, out with, I hate to say it, but the locals, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, a lot of people embrace you, you know, embrace
absolutely
us. You know,
absolutely
a lot. And I think you is one of the things that you wanted to talk about as well. But I mean, you know, for those that haven't, you know, it's not scary. You know, it's not like, you know, it's just
it can be.
It can be intimidating.
It can be intimidating at first.
Yeah,
and it's not recommended unless you just built like that to do it alone. Yeah, you know, you want to bring groups. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're just built like that, you want to travel with people that can have share experiences and help you out. I mean, you know, going rock climbing, zip lining. These are things that like, oh shit, I zip lined in Mexico. I zip lined in Jamaica.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I jumped into the ocean in St. Lucia. Like, you know, these are stories. No, I didn't just go here and stay in a resort. I can tell you, I got footed where I jumped in the fucking water. I touched a fish. I ate the first time with this. These are things. Right. These are memorable things. Not I've been a DR. I was sitting there. The resort is really nice all day. I ate burgers all day. What the fuck? Hold on. You tell me you went all the way to fucking Mexico to eat a fucking chicken sandwich?
Right.
Like, my nigga, like, we're tripping here. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some authentic, at least one night. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
Let's get an experience of what they talking about one night. Let's, you know, let's go where they tell us to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's I've done that everywhere I went after kind of – actually, I got more experiences of doing the right thing than not actually doing the right thing. There's been one or two times that I went somewhere and just kind of like – didn't move, you know, got stuck or whatever. But for the most part, I'm getting out in the town. Well, I'm a cannabis connoisseur, anywhere I go, I got to go find. I got to find a local. I got to. It ain't like it's on a resort. So I got to go somewhere. Yeah. Like, hey, my brother, you know, that's when you start learning how cannabis is said in every other language of the world. I can say weed in a million different languages now because everywhere I gotta go, I gotta get the shit. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, man, it's definitely, we're going to get into that as far as, we're going to keep this thing going. We definitely want to, just make a quick, take a quick pause, you know, and shout out, the sponsors, you know, definitely want to shout out the Inner Elite Network, for allowing us to be able to put this on, and shout out to all of the other sponsors, man, that are showing us love and keeping this thing going. Y'all believe in us, man, and we believe in y'all. We want to say thank you. You feel me? Real talk.
Absolutely.
So. And keeping everything going, like you said, it's one of the things I know you were saying as far as like just learning the different languages, like you said, how to say weed in a different language.
Or what you like.
What you like. And that's the thing when you go, like you say, you went to Paris and you had to figure out, you know what I'm saying, the biggest thing normally is you want to get certain phrases of the greetings and what you like.
Cigars. You know, I'm pretty sure you know how to ask for the right cigar when you go somewhere. Or you're only traveling for places that you know have good cigars. Like, I was talking to my boy, like, hey, let's go to Cuba. He's a big cigar smoker. I didn't even think my mind, because I don't smoke cigars.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck you want to go to Cuba for? Like,
Cuba is the shit.
I'm thinking, like, you know, which it is.
Right.
But I was just thinking so, you know.
Right.
Another place, I'm like, why would you? But he like, yo, Cuban cigars, da da da. That was the first thing came out of his fucking mouth. So I get people to the point, travel to what you already like and see where they do it better. If you like Italian food, go to Italy. If you want to learn about, you know, the you know, the Caribbeans, then travel to Caribbean. Right. Like, you know, if you like the, you know, stuff
that's
like
right up my alley, because I'm not a aficionado foodie, but if it's time to eat, I'm willing to go somewhere just to go eat,
just
to try their culture. You know, when you're younger or when you start seeing people who don't travel as much, and when I say travel, it's not just visiting places.
Right.
Travel is you go to people that's traveling all around the world eating the same shit you eat at home.
That
makes, to me, makes no sense. Dressing the same way that you dress at home.
Right.
Dress like the culture, the community. Right. At least once, try it. Buy it. You know what I'm saying? See what they do around here. Pick some stuff up. When I was doing parties heavy, traveling was so big for me because I'd be like, oh, that's why I had so many great ideas. I didn't stay in one bubble of my party game at all.
Right.
The only reason I was able to get 10 years of legs is because, okay, this shit about to die. Let's move on.
Right.
This shit about to die now. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know, and I went go from, okay, young cats hanging out with dope boys and different mix of people to Tuesday night to just professional people to just a reggae party. It's just when you travel, you like, oh, this shit works here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Going to Vegas was so big on me. I'm like, yo, look how they party in Vegas.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was so many different things that you can, little small things you can use that they use, little tricks and the way they bring people in the line or hold the line.
Right.
There was just so many things that I would be like, I would take this mental. It wasn't like somebody wrote it down. I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, okay, I got that. Yep. You know what I mean? Oh, this is how you're going to do this.
Yep.
Oh, for a day party, this looks great. This is what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, these are certain things that nobody ain't even thinking of. You're like, I seen it done already.
It broadens your horizon, man. So, so many different levels, man. And, like, one of the things you said as far as being built to travel alone, like, I don't have a problem like bouncing out to a different country like by myself, you know. And a lot of people be like, I couldn't do that. I'm like I know, like, street cats would be like, whoa, but I'm not going there by myself, you know what I'm saying, because it can be intimidating,
right?
You know, but yeah, with me, just I don't have a problem doing that. And like you said, dressing a certain way. When I go to these places, I'm not dressing like, I don't look like a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They might know that I'm not from there, but
I'm trying to embrace you as
Well. Yeah. And because they see you trying to embrace them, not even trying, because they see you embracing them, they embrace you. Like, you know, And I've learned a lot of Spanish, you know, I've learned a lot of Spanish in, because as I'm traveling there, I'm right. learning that, but like, you know, when you're getting, you're in your preparation, but then right. once I'm there, like you know, I'm learning so much, like, cause yeah. that's when you actually get to the different dialects mm-hmm. and, you know, you got, Mexicans might say certain one way, Colombians might say something another way, right. Costa Ricans might say it this way, Panamanians might say it this way, Dominican, you see what I'm saying? So absolutely, it's all Spanish, right. but it's like they might have their different dialects. Right. And so it's like, you know, being able to just, like, I tell people, like, yo, you can drop me off, like, in a country, you know, like, and I'll be good because I can figure out, you see what I'm saying? Like,
and a lot of that, too, you know, not to get too, you know, I ain't religious, but spiritual-wise, mm-hmm. because religion and spiritual are different things.
Right,
but
yeah, absolutely.
Spiritual-wise, when you got a aura of God on you,
that part,
I ain't even going, look, bro, what the fuck you want? I ain't got no, ain't nothing about me saying I want beef with you.
Right.
Something
right.
about me is saying, show me the right fucking thing.
Right.
And that's what people see. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's what they see.
They looking at you right. saying, that's a great point. He ain't coming around here talking about, like, that's why people are scared. They just sitting there running beef. Listen, bro, I'm trying to find out where the fuck to eat, where the weed at, where this, what's going on.
Right. right.
You know, show me where the regular shit, I'm regular. Show me where the regular shit going on. If I wasn't, I'd be in the kingly shit. Saying, well, show me where all the kingly people do that over here.
Right.
But I'm in the common area, so that's what a common person would see.
Exactly.
If I was in the king area, then all the people in that area would say, oh, okay, he's of this. He's not even of this.
Right.
And it's not wrong, either one. Like, if you were, you know, if you come from a this, then yeah, when you go traveling, you're going here. You know what I'm saying? But it's even harder. Even if you here, it's hard for you to walk down here because nobody here does that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just,
right.
And all, everywhere, even in America. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're not, motherfuckers ain't leaving there to trying to take a walk down to the wild side. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, a, you
right.
know, unless it's a tour bus or some shit like that.
Right.
You know, because New York has tourists go, now they go through the projects. It's crazy.
Right. Wow.
Like, I seen my cousin in the projects one day, and there was a white bus, I mean, a tour bus full of white people touring the projects.
136. Wow. I'm like, saying, oh, that's where Jay-Z was at.
There ain't no famous, I mean, this is the project. It's not, it's not like where they shot B Street or some shit like that. It was just the fact that it was old nigga.
Right.
Like, they don't even see that no more.
Yeah,
that does not represent New York City to them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that. This is what represented to us, because that's all we walk.
Right.
So we can walk them streets and be like, okay, come, you can walk baby for it and not have to be attacked or worry about what's going on. Nigga, I'm liberating y'all.
Right.
Like, get the hell away from me, man. You see what I'm saying? It's not even a fear.
Right.
Why would I fear that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more to L point, more intimidated to try to not know if you're in the common place when you go out of town.
Right.
Because you don't know whether what looks common to you may not be that. So you're like, am I too ritzy? Or am I too poor? Am I, you know, so that is, and again, traveling enough, talking, being friendly. That's what I said about traveling. Not just going, traveling. You know what I'm saying? Getting inside of traveling, because that means you won't be scared as much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you made a great point as far as like your aura. Like, I never, when I'm out, I don't feel intimidated. I don't feel, because one, like, I'm not there for trouble.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The aura that you put out is what you attract.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, like you said, like, when I'm out and I'm moving around, I attract all of that. Like, because they're like, yo, hey, but you need this, you need that. They you know what I'm saying? Because everything that I'm looking for, people be like.
Let's be clear, viewers. I ain't telling you to just motherfucking press your luck in a new country.
No, don't do that.
If you wouldn't do it in the States, don't do it.
That's
somewhere
another
fuck
point
out.
I was going to say.
If you ain't going to be out 3 in the morning
that
by
part.
Yourself under, in the underworld, if you ain't already built doing that, don't do it in a place. You know
don't
what I'm saying?
Do it.
Now.
That's
if
how
you
get caught up.
Exactly. If you already know that life and know what it comes with, it's not as intimidating.
Right.
I know. For me to go out or somewhere and somebody say, come meet me here at 12 to go get some weed.
Right.
I'm not intimidated.
Right.
I do it all the time.
Right.
But it might be intimidating for somebody that said, who, you know, this is their first time, where they only want to smoke out of the country.
Right.
They don't really do it in the States or at home. Like, and that's cool. This is a vacation. What you supposed to do? So now, of course, it's scary to say, man, I ain't gonna meet that man no trouble. You can't bring that to my house in the daytime when I can see you.
Right.
Like, but I mean, it don't outstep your boundaries when you do travel. Like, you know what I mean?
And
don't do something that you wouldn't normally do.
And the good thing too, I mean, you were talking about, I guess, you're prepping, for lack of a
better
word.
Right.
Prior. But, you know, there's a lot of good information out here. There's a lot of good travel groups out here that will give you, you know, the spots that you want to hit. Not the tourist spots, but the spots that you want to hit.
Yep.
Like, I use, you know, on Facebook, whatever, you know, there's a lot of resources out there. And not, like, publications from it. I'm actually real people saying, yo, I was there. This is where you want to go. This is what you want to do. Have this currency on you, or da 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 da. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's definitely traveling in this day and age is definitely not difficult, because you can you have so much information at your fingertips. Damn near look at
it. Google Maps it before you get there.
Yeah, Google Maps it. Yeah, like, you know, you know, so that was one of the things too, like having that, you know, prior to going and you know, driving in different countries is pretty fun too.
Now, that's one thing that when I go to different countries, I don't drive. I let the Uber.
I don't drive either. All that wrong side of the road shit, buddy. Oh, I ain't with none of that shit.
I was, let's see, on place, Aruba, I was there, we was driving. That was pretty crazy. Let me try to think, what's the craziest place I've been to? Jamaica was really.
Yo, bro, I'm sitting here thinking in my mind.
I got a Jamaica story.
Yes.
St. Croix, too.
Right.
It's like you're on the inside lane going the wrong, like, I mean, that's not the wrong way to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You want me to change my brain right now on the road? No.
Yes.
Let me change my brain
and
sitting
down.
And
the driver's side is on the passenger side for us and all that. And then the cars is a lot smaller. One of the things that I think a lot of people that come from other places come here and say, damn, everything's big.
Right.
Cars is big.
Right.
The driveways is big. Like, right. You go to some of these places, man, the street is about the size of this table. And you got cars coming.
Here's to that point. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring it in here, but I'm glad I figured out how to put it in there.
Yeah.
The reason, and this is to be fair to America, the reason why people know so much about us, we are the big dog.
Right.
There is not that much shit going on when you go to certain places.
Right.
There's some poverty. There's some classism. There's some real fucked up shit.
Yeah,
there is not as much keeping up to with the Kardashians, so to speak, with what goes on in America.
Right.
There is not that much going over there. So what we can learn is tradition, culture, language, things like that. But pop culture, these are the kind of things,
right, it comes
we
from
can
here.
Still get it. We can get a little bit of it, but you won't be draining yourself with Russian pop culture. And,
right.
You know, they're big over there. K-pop, there's some stuff that is big.
Right.
But I mean, and you, again, this is part of traveling, you know, opening your brain.
Right.
A lot of times when I travel now, you know, I'm watching stuff about, you know, what's the name of the show? It's a show called Noise, I think. And this dude is he just travels around different places and talking about the music in that area, whether it's Japan, it's America, even in Houston. He done did big things with people in South Africa all the way to damn Bun B. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's called Noise. It's a really, really dope joint. But my point was he just goes to different places and you can see what the culture is and you can see how it relates to certain places. In South Africa, they loved, you know, their version of what hip-hop was. It was upbeat. It was a team, but it had calypso. It had, you know, merengue. It had everything in there because it was a bowl. You know what I'm saying? So traveling, again, just reiterating, like, when you keep on going somewhere and you keep on learning different stuff, the stories that we can say is different than just saying, I've been to this here. I've been there and I was in here. I did this. That's traveling.
I feel like, you know, this is 2021. So I've been really traveling heavy for the past 7 years now, man. And I can say, like, my life has changed so much because with the stories that I have, with all the different places I've been, domestically and internationally, there's so many stories. Because, like you said, that's what it's about, you know. And, like, I got to say this. When you said Jamaica, like, I already knew in my mind you was going to say Jamaica. Like, I was in Ochi with my boy O. They got, like, a huge villa up on top of the mountain. This shit is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, to the point to where, like, whenever you leave the villa, it was at the top of the mountain. Like, you had to even go get something to eat.
Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. So understand. Understand. So understand, we up. The shit is lavish. Like, literally looking out over the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. You got all of this. The Sandals Resort is down low. Like, so we at the top of the mountain, literally. Mm-hmm. You got the ocean view. Nigga, it's mango trees, banana trees. So it's lush, right? You know we on that kush, right?
Done.
It's time to go get something to eat, bro. And we driving down the mountain now. I'm in the back seat.
Scared to death.
Oh my God. Because they driving. First of all, like you say, the steering wheel is on the other side.
Yeah.
So, like, when they, and you know, they used to going up and down these mountains, but we're not. So I'm in the back seat, and so it's like how they're driving, and with everything being on the opposite end, it looks like the car's about to hit you. I'm in the back seat holding up onto the joint.
The old shit, bro.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to die on this mountain.
A real life roller coaster, right?
Real talk, man. Roller coaster. Like, I never will forget that.
And it's so good. It's so interesting about that because when I went to Jamaica, I asked why, what was the difference? And they said, well, you know, it's obviously the money's up here. And I said, well, why would they put up there? Well, the weather. Okay, so now
the weather.
The best people live up here because the weather doesn't affect. So when, just knowledge of that is so great to know. Like when you go to a place, you're like, damn, what's going on over here? You might think something that's crazy over here. It even helps you when you see local stuff. When you're like, oh, damn, why they build a house? Wait, oh, okay. They've been flooded, or they've been this, that, and the third. It just gives you something to grow, legs to move on. If you ever to go somewhere and you can see something, you can recognize something, you can acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? One of my, I would just say, well, the scariest, because it was my first time, was a helicopter ride over St. Croix. First time getting there, it was four of us in there. I'm dead ready. thinking about, I'm dead ready. Like, yeah, I'm ready. Come on, baby. He's a helicopter. We've been in planes and da-da-da.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. There ain't nothing like sitting in a bubble with five people.
Right.
And that shit just go up.
Right.
Like, no take off. Just I'm sitting there like, trying to film, and if somebody's seen it, they can see the camera. Just I ain't put myself on it because I'm so shook. I'm like, because then you're flying. Even though we fly, you're still over flying, but literally, you can see.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit! Yeah. If you drop, this is where you gonna motherfucking. Right. At least in a plane, they lie to you. Close the window.
Right.
I don't see none of that shit. I'm like, hey, you trying to show death, man? We'll put that shit down. Right. But there, brother. Y'all flew over airport.
I've been in a helicopter once, and I think to my credit, because sometimes I was drunk. Like, so we had, it was, you know,
was it nighttime?
No, it was during the day. Okay. So I had to fly from Charlotte to Dulles. So I flew from Charlotte to D.C. And then from D.C., we was doing a plane. We was actually shooting a movie. We on the private jet from D.C. to Teterboro. Mm-hmm. My man, we got to Teterboro. I didn't know. So I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yeah, we got there. He's like, yo, we taking the helicopter from Teterboro into Manhattan. By this time, I done been from D.C. from Charlotte to D.C. I'm in first class drinking.
Right,
on a private. So I'm lit already. So when he says it, we get there. I'm like, sure, I'm not even. Right.
You put me in an astronaut suit, baby. I'm
right. So I didn't. I think if I would have had time to actually process, I'm about to get in the helicopter. But I loved it. We were in there. We flew from Teterboro into Manhattan. I was like, yo, this is some Diddy Ho shit. Like, goddamn, this is how they do it?
That's a different experience because you're actually seeing, like, buildings and stuff.
Right, right. You're just over the water.
Flying over mountains and grass, and the motherfucker talking about ain't nothing down there can save you.
That's
what he's saying.
Right.
There's nothing. There's nothing that can save you. You couldn't even get pulled out.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the final destination. I'm like, huh? Like, you feel like if you died in New York, I fell on a building. You just think there's somehow or another in mind, there's some kind of hope for me. But over a vast nothing.
Right.
You're like, and it's just four people in there. It's me, my girls, two people in the back, and a helicopter pilot who's just so sure of himself. Done it so many times.
Right.
Like, brother, don't be so sure. Make sure you do all 10, 20, you know what I mean? Put your hands on it. Yeah, do everything you're supposed to do, brother, please, because this shit here is serious.
And it might have been, I don't know how long that flight was. You know, the flight from on the helicopter from Teterboro into Manhattan, it wasn't that long.
But helicopters quick as well, but they have a different route. So that's usually why they cost more and all that kind of stuff, because they're just in a different route. They're moving quicker.
Right.
But for sure, it was an experience.
Yes, definitely an experience.
Same with zipline. You guys have a zipline?
I have it, but my mom gave me some stories.
Man, ziplining and a zipline in Jamaica. Oh man! First of all, you got to climb up the trees to get like a certain height. We ain't talking about ziplining right here, because the first time I ziplined was in what's the shit on Statesville, the the wildlife park, something on right off of, it's in Charlotte right there. It's a wildlife park, but they got rowing and all type of shit.
Gotcha.
But they got a zip line that is like literally ziplining from the top of this floor down. So it's not, you're not too scary.
Right.
Man, I was like, oh yeah, I done did zip line before. Let's go.
Right.
So mind you, it takes us an hour to get to the top.
Right. Just to get to the top.
He's giving us a tour and everything, but we're walking up, next thing you know, you up so high, you looking like, so the only way to get down is to do what? And then you start seeing people, little kids doing it. You're like, oh God, you show off, y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Old women doing it. You're like, God damn, I just got to do it, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, they pushing you through some shit and you zipping through the trees. It's a wild experience. It's dope. It's a wild experience. It's just one of the things that you want to sit. Now, one thing I ain't doing, I don't give a damn what country we in.
What's that?
I'm not jumping out no motherfucking airplane.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, skydiving?
I'm indoor.
My sister did it.
I've indoored. I love the indoor, but
I'm good.
You better push me out. You want me
going
out?
Yeah. I'm good on that.
I think I passed that threshold.
Yeah. So I just want to, like, say we take a quick break, quick pause, you know what I'm saying? Give a shout-out to the sponsors, shout-out to the Inner Elite Network, and shout-out to every other sponsor, man, that's believing in the podcast vision of Let's Make History, man. Shout-out to you.
Yes, yes. So what's – so, you know, we've been a couple places, but what's like – on the to-go list, you know, like, what's the place that you guys got on the horizon, like, place that, okay, I gotta go here.
You mean a repeat or saying that you want to go?
Some place you want to go back to or a place that you haven't been to that's on your list, that, okay, on your bucket list, your travel bucket list.
I got a big bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places in Africa I want to go, and I haven't been to Africa yet.
Yeah, actually, I haven't been there myself. Me and my family, we're wanting to go to Ghana. I know that's definitely... Right. Definitely on our list. Man, I want to go to Japan too.
Mm-hmm. I got more interest in Africa or Caribbean. Other than that, Rome, I'd like to see it for the history, but there's nothing pulling me there. Even with the Greek, when I see the beaches and all that, it's not pulls me. That's just not like, because it feels like that's just straight isolation. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? And I want a little bit of mixture. And I'm not to say I wouldn't go. Let's be clear. Yeah. I will. No, I will just go. To your point of... must.
Like your must spots. What's some of your must spots? Like, I gotta go here.
I mean, I've been a lot of places in the Caribbean. You go first. Let me think for a second.
Well, I would say on the continent of Africa, because I haven't been to anywhere in Africa yet, you know, and a lot of people, like, they see me when I'm traveling. I've done a lot of traveling in the Latin American area, America, Central America.
Yeah.
And what people don't realize, you know, we're talking about Let's Make History, like, what people don't realize is the influence that Africans, you know, have had in these places where I go. So they don't understand, like, when I'm in, you know, Colombia, when I went to Cartagena, you know, like, Cartagena was one of the ports where they dropped a lot of the Africans off at. So it's a lot of African blood in there. So when you go there, when I'm telling people I'm in Colombia, and they thinking just, they have a certain perspective of how the people look. And I'm like, no, like, they look like us, well, at least in Cartagena, you know, Cartagena, obviously DR, Brazil.
Yeah.
Cuba, these spots are like, I mean, Panama, like, these spots, you know, you go there and you see people that look literally like us. Absolutely. So that's why we're embraced, because they see us. You got to think, like you said, Fresh, like, we are kind of like the top dog. So the pop culture, the hip hop culture, it comes from us. So that's what they're looking at. And that's what we represent to them when we go there.
When we see that, and because we are black, and because hip hop is us, not because we're trying to be hip hop, but because you have a bandana on, because you got a Wu-Tang shirt on.
Right.
They won't know that you work a job. I mean, excuse me, come from corporate America. They say, oh, he got Wu-Tang. He's Red Man. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to put all of Leonard into it. They're going to see a shirt, a black man, and a nice haircut, and going to say, oh, he knows rap. You see what I'm saying? They wouldn't be wrong. Let's be honest with you, they would not be wrong.
Right.
Now, what they thought what you are, you know, maybe they make label you or consider you a drug dealer because of that, you know what I mean? But just based on that stereotype, that's possible. You know what I mean? That's where you have to differentiate yourself as well. But based on what they look at, you know, traveling we have that same energy that we give the people that based on not knowing. That's what traveling is about. You know what I'm saying?
You know, speaking of, it's kind of funny, like, going to, like, different clubs and different countries and you hear, like, trap music.
Right.
Like, that'd be the funniest shit, yo. You'd be somewhere and you'd be like, wait a minute.
Right.
You know what I mean? You think you back home, but no. Right.
That's culture.
Hip-hop is international.
Yeah, and one of the things worldwide. That, as far as, like, that people, when you mention Paris.
Yeah.
That's another spot. Like, people don't understand how many black people are in Paris.
Africans, oh man, yes, heavy.
You see what I'm saying?
Heavy, and it's a war going on out there with them too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, all of that extends to the Haitian and all this. I mean, but the blacks in that area has been heavily influenced just because of the slave trade.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all the slave trades put so many Africans in so many different places that they've laid their imprint on everything, and now they look like everywhere we go, we look like everyone.
Right. And another thing, like, as far as I want to say it was after World War II. Like, a lot of us went over there to Paris because it was like we were getting treated better over there than over here.
Yeah, there's a heavy military presence in Germany.
They love us over there.
Yeah, Germany. But I was just saying, just Germany throughout Europe and things like that.
I was going to agree with that.
And Japan.
I was telling my son the other day, you know, when you look at all of the old writers, James Baldwin's and you know, cats of that era, right. And you know, W. Du Bois and right. these cats right here. When you look at some of their last works, they were so impressed with no longer being American. Mm-hmm. They've traveled so much, and mm-hmm. everywhere they went, they were at that time, and I don't. It could be still the same, but at right. that time, they were embraced so much
right.
better as not just a color, but as a human.
Right.
Look at these cats' books. Look at their play. Look at mm-hmm. all their playwrights.
Yeah.
All of them say, "Man, we settled in here. We love it. You know, yeah. the we tried. Even they even tried. They even said right. we came back, and it just it ain't
right.
it.
Yeah.
It ain't
yeah.
it. It just ain't it. You know no, what I'm saying?
And to your point, man, like I like to think that just as a filmmaker, as an artist. I can definitely say that it's influenced, you know, my artistry mm-hmm. because I have a different scope of, I've not, like I say, my first film festival, I went to Montreal. So I was able to see other films from people all oh, across wow. the world.
Right.
So when I came back, I'm not thinking, yeah, my film, I got to be the best filmmaker in Charlotte.
I'm
you see
world.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it like, God damn, like I just yeah. seen some of the best films
in the world.
From motherfuckers that you might never, not ever hear of,
movie,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? But I'm like, I know, like, that's the bar for me. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. having that scope and then and then traveling to these different countries, mm-hmm. man, like taking in all of their cultures. Like mm-hmm. people so, and they say write what you know. So as a screenwriter, when I'm writing, mm-hmm. I'm writing what I know.
What you know.
You see what I'm saying? I'm writing because I've been to these different places, so I know. Not just, like I say, not as a tourist,
right.
but like, mm-hmm. no, when I go, I'm with the people.
Right.
And so I'm talking
right.
to them. Mm-hmm. So they're right. telling me stories of when I went to Cuba and mm-hmm. they're telling me their history.
Right.
I'm not getting the history from
a TV show or
a
having
TV
to get
show
my imagination being so strong.
Or an, yeah. or an American perspective.
I'm about to say an
you
American perspective. Yeah.
So that's the thing. And yeah. so that's how I'm able to do that and then actually be accepted when they see it, they understand. They like, yo, like, he's showing us love, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, because in the right way, mm-hmm. not just, oh, I want to, you know, I want to write something about being in Brazil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even with that, in my travels to Brazil, we shot the film. I had the filmmaker I work with, I had him edit it. I was like, yo, like, this is a story. I don't want this to be, you know, like the story of an American tourist in Brazil.
Right,
I want
right,
it to
right.
be the story of an American in Brazil from a Brazilian perspective,
right?
You see what I'm saying? And so that's how you got to do it, man. And just, it's definitely influenced, bro. Just like my mind and like the last 7 years of my life has changed. And
yeah.
that's why
yeah.
it's very important. Like, you know, my oldest daughter has a passport. We're getting my youngest two daughters. We got to get theirs because like when I was coming up, I ran track and we traveled like AAU. We traveled to different cities. So that was great. Like you
yeah.
say, being out of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But then as an adult, the last 7 years, you know, been traveling around the country, but like traveling to different countries. And I'm like, yo, if this is where my mind is at now and I'm a grown man, just imagine what my children,
right.
you know what I'm saying, getting them out there early
yep.
and what
yep.
it's going to do to them.
I'm yep. a firm believer. Again, I've been traveling. My mom has traveled. Taking me since I was a baby, so
yeah,
I've been to the Bahamas when I was three. I've been, you know, I've literally, it is nothing for me to not. I could never think that I would only be in one place. But
right.
to your point with track, when you do unity, when you do certain things, just stepping being on a track team, stepping out your bubble, takes you traveling places. It
right.
gave you the energy to do that. Now let's think of people that you knew that ran with you versus people that did nothing in, at all in school.
Right.
Most of them hadn't traveled.
Right.
Yeah.
Most people
right.
that you ran track with,
right.
you can find them on your book and say,
right.
oh, yeah, they got a picture of some
right.
da, da, da,
yep.
da. The
yep.
experience gave them that.
Yep.
The people that you know that didn't run track or didn't want to do anything, and this is not a downgrade to them,
right.
but they just did not do anything as
right.
far as active-wise.
Right.
That. It shows, and then later on in life, they never left the city. They never left the area.
Right.
Or they may have took one trip to Florida and stayed on the resort. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Like the stuff that
right,
they did,
right.
they only left and did the same exact thing
right.
in another place.
Right.
That what they never traveled. And the traveling is the biggest part. If people that watch this, don't just go to A to B and do
right.
the same exact.
Don't do the same
yeah.
shit.
Don't
yeah.
just pick up and just say, all right, we out here.
Life should be about experiences.
Yep.
Right.
And that's what you want to do. Experience.
Yep.
The experience.
Can I say this? Do y'all remember, we got about 1 minute. I was going to give y'all old school memory of
yeah.
traveling when you, as a kid, at least driving, traveling.
Right.
Okay.
Who's old enough to remember MapQuest?
Yes.
We had to print the motherfucking directions out. hope that you can drive all. You know how many times you drive to New York and be like, make a left on what highway? Six different highways right here. You talking about a 19
with no internet, showing our age, young kids.
No traveling internet.
There was a time where we didn't have cell phones to go pull up. There was no Google Maps or none of that shit.
And as hard as it was for us, imagine slaves flying through the moon. Like, they didn't make it to Baltimore from Michelle, South Carolina. Like, what? How the fuck?
Harriet, how'd you do it?
I used to go to Fayetteville State, and every time I used to drive down that night, I'm just like, how in the fuck was people getting through city to city out this dark motherfucker with nothing? I mean, I think the MapQuest is hard enough, but shit, with absolutely motherfucking nothing, man.
So this is how we're gonna wrap up. We're gonna go around. We're gonna name some of the name some of the best places. It could be domestically or internationally that you've actually been. You know, we're gonna go around. I'm gonna say like Cuba was the shit. Like, you got to understand, like, the cars, the classic cars, the shit, the cigars. Brazil was a shit. Colombia, and I would say I did not like Argentina. I'm just going to put that out there because they did not fuck with us like that. That's a whole other conversation. But, yeah, New Orleans for the food and the culture is the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, man, there's so many different places. But go
ahead. For me, you know, Paris, was, you know, I mentioned that a couple times. That was fun.
They were so stylish there. That shit was.
And it felt like Manhattan to me. It felt like New York. You know what I'm saying?
The food is garbage, though.
Yeah, the food ain't good. Real talk.
That's weird. The food ain't really good there.
Yeah. I was in England. That was cool.
I haven't been there yet.
The Bahamas was dope. I've been to Curacao. That was pretty good.
My wife wanted to go there.
Yeah. That was good. I'm thinking about trying to get a little property down there.
American dollars still good down there.
But that's a couple places for me.
I haven't been as abroad as you fellas, but I've been a lot of Caribbean spots. St. Lucia was I love St. Lucia.
I love
St. Croix, Bahamas, Bermudas. I love Bermudas, Bahamas, both of them. Jamaica was great.
Jamaica's great.
Yes. Vegas, man. I'm a huge advocate of Vegas. I mean, as far as in the States, because if you like gambling, it's definitely there.
Right.
But because if you don't like gambling, there's a whole lot of other things. But if you're a heavy gambler, you won't even see the other things. Like, I've been so many times. One time I had to look up and be like, hold on, there's something else to do besides gambling here, y'all.
Right.
Didn't even realize it. Right. I mean, millions of things. Right. That's why indoor skydiving.
Real quick, States, I got to shout out Chicago. Chicago is dope. I love Chicago.
I don't know as much of it, but I went when I was young.
Chicago is dope. Chi-town, Miami.
Go to Giordano's. Shout out to Giordano's and that deep dish pizza.
I mean, New York City. I mean, if you want to see everything,
we from there, but New York City.
Yeah. If you want to get everything, that's a place to be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying? Absolutely a place.
Well, man, we're gonna wrap it there, man. Shout out to everybody. Hey, we're telling y'all, man, y'all need to go travel, man, domestically.
Travel experience, man.
You're going to come up with so many different memories. Make memories that'll last you a lifetime.
Make history.
You know what I'm saying? Let's make history, baby. That's it.
All right. Peace. Yep.